here we are at the 11th hour again, and we have an expired tax code. This is something that we see year after year, and it's something that's very frustrating, especially for our people out there in the field. Now, for farmers and ranchers who are trying to make multi-year business plans, this is getting a little bit ridiculous. But here we are again. Congress has yet to act together to pass the expired tax provisions, things like Section 179 and bonus depreciation, the conservation easement tax credit, all things that are very important tools in the toolbox for us as far as business planning, yet they're all expired. You know, last year, at the end of the year, instead of passing a two-year extension, Congress only made the tax extenders package retroactive for 2014. The frustrating part of that was is they passed it at the end of December, which meant that if you had made a purchase earlier in the year, you wouldn't be able to claim any of those credits. Well, the problem with that is all of those extenders expired on January 1st of 2015. Earlier this year, the House was working to try to provide more permanency. They voted to make Section 179 permanent, as well as the bonus depreciation and the conservation easement tax credit, and a lot of the charitable deductions as well. Unfortunately, the Senate has not moved, and the Senate has not moved on a lot of policies, but tax policy being one of those. There had been some hope for some tax reform, but those hopes were quickly dashed earlier this year. The Senate has yet to move forward with a tax package. The Senate Finance Committee has approved a two-year tax bill out of committee that would extend many of these provisions for 2 years, especially Section 179 and bonus depreciation. What we're asking now, here in this 11th hour, is for Congress to come together, pass a multi-year package, whether it be 2 years, preferably three, hopefully at least 2 years, to allow some kind of consistency in the tax code, because this just gets frustrating year after year. And as people see their congressmen over Thanksgiving, we need to make sure that they understand that if tax extenders are not passed at the beginning of December, then it's going to be a bad year for a lot of our farmers and ranchers out there. That means that any big purchases that they made in 2015 hoping to claim these tax credits are not going to be there for them. And that's a huge loss. You know, tax extenders right now under the expired provisions, currently Section 179 is set at $25,000 as opposed to $500,000 where we would like it to be. Bonus depreciation does not exist. So those are two key factors that are not available for farmers and ranchers. We need Congress to act immediately. And that's what our letter was this week. You had about 40 national associations, agricultural associations, join together and say, enough is enough. Now's the time to act. And that's exactly the message that we need our people out there to carry to their elected officials. Enough is enough. It's time to act on tax extenders.